This is Dr. David Whitlock with your Monday morning wake-up call, the podcast designed to help people wake up to the possibilities that surround them every day and maximize their potential for life. Several years ago, a pastor in Kokomo, Indiana, preached a sermon that sort of went the wrong way. He wanted to demonstrate how becoming one in relationships is necessary for those relationships to bear fruit. So, to give this congregation of his a vivid illustration of that, he decided to ride his motorcycle onto the pulpit area, the platform. But instead of making it to the platform, he and his bike landed on the first few rows of the congregation. Thankfully, his wife wasn't sitting in her regular place there on the first or second pew that Sunday, or he would have smashed right onto her. As it turned out, he only suffered a broken wrist and a cut on his forehead and a good bit of embarrassment. He said the accident reminded him that relationships don't come easily. "I was not one with the motorcycle," he said. Well, maybe the pastor's sermon didn't go wrong after all. His mishap does remind us how easy it is to have a wreck in our relationships, even when we have the best of intentions. When that happens, what can we do? When there's a conflict, between a couple of people, whether it's a husband and wife or siblings or two employees at the office, at least three things have to happen to get a resolution in a healthy way. It's not as easy as do this, one, two, three, problem solved, or ABC, it's done. But just for the purposes of remembering, I'm going to use that ABC acrostic. So I'll start with A, which can stand for the word acknowledge. The first thing, acknowledge the reality of the problem. Conflicts usually begin with a difference, some kind of difference, a difference of opinion or viewpoint, whether it's what we're going to have for supper, or how to raise the kids, or how the boss wants the assistant to answer the phone. What I so often see happening in relationships is that people try to play games, pretending there's no problem. So maybe they don't talk. Maybe they take meals separately. Perhaps they avoid each other at the office break room. Do you remember the story about the six blind men who wanted to figure out what an elephant was by touching it? When the first man touched the leg of the elephant, he said, "Hey, the elephant is like a fence post." The second man touched the tail of the elephant and said, "No, it's like a rope." The third touched the elephant's trunk and said, "No, it's like a thick branch of a tree." The fourth man touched the ear and said, "It's like a big hand fan." The fifth man touched the elephant's belly and said, "No, it's a huge wall." The sixth man touched the tusk and said, "It's a solid pipe." Well, the men began to argue about the elephant, and each one insisted that he was right. Now, to you and me, that's pretty clear. They were all, to a degree, right. The point is that in practically every conflict, there's an invisible elephant in the room. And often, both people in that conflict have elements of truth. They're just looking at their situation from different perspectives. Rarely does one have the whole truth while the other person is completely wrong. Even the grayness of the elephant in that story metaphorically implies that problems cannot always, in every instance, be defined in terms of one being black and the other being white, one being wrong, the other being right. The takeaway from that story is to acknowledge your partner's perspective. It might just be that they are right as well. Acknowledge that their viewpoint is just as valid as yours. So start there with the elephant in the room. Admit there's a problem. You're obviously seeing things differently. Both of you likely have an element of truth. Now stay with me. Next week we'll get to the B and then the C of our little acrostic ABC to mending those broken fences in relationships. Paul the Apostle said, "Do all you can to live at peace with everyone." So try and believe you can work it out. Oops, I just gave you the next word to my little acrostic. Stay tuned next week. Join me. And in the meantime, go out and be the person God created you to be. We can work it out. We can work it out. Think of what you're saying. You can get it right.